Hi, I'm Nathaniel Chavez, and I go by Nate, and I'm a first year here at U of A, and I'm a political science major. I'll say the way music's played a role in my life, like over time, I've sort of used it as not like particular artists that I go to or even particular genres, but I feel that there's like certain songs that I would go to for like a mood that I like try to chase. So if I need motivation, I go to like, I don't know what I'd go to like motivation. Maybe like some rap, probably like hip hop or something. I used to be in the Tribe Called Quest for a long time too. And because my dad's like big in the music, but I used to listen to them for like some motivation. Like it's like chill too, so I don't get like too like my anxiety's not too bad or whatever from it. But yeah, I just kind of listen to music to chase emotions, sort of, or like what I need for that day. I feel go-to songs for me probably. I'm a huge Nas fan, so probably like his song Bonjour. It was in a album that released recently. It was like his last good album for me. It was like 2018. It was like past his prime, but still I think it's pretty good. Adam and Eve's a good song as well. And then of course like you have like Illmatic, like his classic album, and there's a lot of, I feel like there's so much. That's a whole, that album's like a no skip, so I could just put that on for the whole day and I'll just go. Because it just transitions so well too. I've listened to Nas, well not even Nas, but just kind of that whole like genre and that era of music, probably around like the seventh grade, just because I was introduced to it by my dad, and I have an older brother as well, so like he's into that stuff as well. But I actually have a like for my freshman year in high school is like when I really started getting to like Nas and like that, like even like Tribe and stuff like that. I had created a playlist for my freshman year, and I can kind of look back at that now. And I still have it on my phone too. It was on my mom's Apple Music account, so I just go back to it. So I can see like what I listened to that year, and when I go back, I think of like my freshman year of high school, and yeah. Most of it's Nas. So that's why it was.
That's how you know that you just like really got into him then.
Yeah. I had every song. It was because I don't like because I didn't like going on my phone a lot, so I would just. Because it was, I think it was before AirPods or whatever. So I would like, I had it like tucked under my, like the headphone wires like tucked in my shirt, and it kind of messed it up if I took my phone out. So I would, I just had it on a playlist all day.
Yeah.
And that my playlist, I would just not change it, or like I'd click it. I feel like there had to be like a 2 week, like I had to like the song for at least a couple of weeks, and then I'd add it there.
Okay.
And like when I'm tired of it, like if I'm tired of a new song I found, I'd put it on there, and when I'd, you know, take a while for me to get it to it again because there's a lot of songs on there. And then when I get to it, I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. And that's the song I was listening to. I did it not for high school, not for high school years, but I did it for trips. I did it for like sports. Like I would have the sport playlist, like because I played different sports in high school. I played like four different sports, like total, I would say. I kind of just tried it all out. I'm not a D1 athlete, so I just wanted to have fun. And yeah, I have playlists that kind of remind me of like going out after games, stuff like that. And just they're all separate from each other. I would say they're all different. It depends on like, cause like I was saying earlier about the emotions like that I want to feel, that like what I'm searching for to make sure I can like perform at a task. It's I feel like it's all different for every activity. Like every activity has a different like vibe that I'm going for. Is it cool? Is it okay if I look? Because
yeah, okay.
Because sure. I actually have them just like on here. Let me see. Oh yeah, I forgot about this too. There's this album. Because my girlfriend for like 4 years lives in where I'm from. We live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
So like I've always just like walked her house and stuff. And we made an album together, so, or not a, we didn't make an album, but we made a playlist together.
Yeah.
And I kind of just, I play that sometimes, because like, obviously I miss my girlfriend, so, and I go down for the week. It's like an hour drive, it's not that bad. There's some Marvin Gaye on there. I feel like Kanye's big with me too, because my brother's a huge Kanye guy, and growing up, it's like, whatever he's listening to, I have to listen to, because... You know, it's like he's the first one to drive, so I'm listening to what he wants to listen to. And but as for a song, I feel There's a song called 30 Hours that I listen to. It's really long. It's like a, it's kind of like he just like rambles, but it's like, it's a long song. And I kind of listen to that to like chill out before I do an activity, but still like the kind of beats in the song kind of like, it wakes me up a little bit, but it doesn't wake me up too much. And I feel like coming here, I was listening to that. Yeah. Yeah. Like walking here, like walk, that's like walking music. Yeah. I'd say so. Yeah, it actually takes me not to the, like the point of time, like I couldn't remember like what I was doing at the moment, but it reminds me of, like what I was feeling at the moment. Because if I was playing that song, because I've always like played songs that are, like I've always been doing that with, like the emotions and songs, so it's like I would know what I was feeling in that moment. So if it was like a sadder song, it was a rougher time. I probably did bad on a test that week, yeah. So I know, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. It's like more like I wouldn't want to like. Everything I do, it's like I have to be like listening or playing something. It's like I wouldn't want to like walk to my next class without listening to this next song. Or like I wouldn't do it without, because it's like a waste. Like why would I walk to my next class just not listening to anything? It's like a waste of time that I just wasted. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. It's the song. It might change day to day, but like I feel like the same concepts always applied to where like every day, like even when I wake up, like I'm like, all right, let's play something. Like, what am I going to today? Or sometimes if I mess it up, I just have a bad day. Cause like if I choose the wrong song, it's like I wasn't feeling that. I don't know why I played that, and I'm just, my head's messed up for the whole day. Yeah. It's like if I don't set the tone, it's lost.
Yeah.
It's a lost day.
Yeah.